On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center just simply could not be fabulouser, so we appreciate his help and hard work. We're keeping an eye on traffic. The only place we see any constricting volume around here is on Route 11 North and South, trying to get through Danville. So they have some slowdowns there. But other than that, everybody else doing okay today. In the studio with us now, I'm so glad to say that the registered dietitians from Wise Markets, Beth Stark, the Lifestyle Initiative Manager, is here. So welcome back. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Oh, I do appreciate you coming in. This is always such a, this is the happy time for me.
Okay. Well, we're glad to hear that.
Catherine Long is here, healthy living coordinator and a registered dietitian at Wise Markets. And they're the podcasters. Boy, how many podcasts are you up to? About 13?
Episode 13 is out right now. Mm-hmm.
Is that it? I haven't heard that one yet. I have Pocket Casts on my phone, and I got the alert the other day that there's a new podcast.
That's right. And maybe we'll give you like a quick little inside scoop because this podcast actually has a contest related to it. And so today's Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So the deadline submissions are next Tuesday, March 10th, when the next podcast comes out. But if you listen to the episode, it's only 20 minutes. We have Fermanos with us. They were our first guest on the podcast. So we put together a little contest for our listeners. So,
well, what's the contest?
You have to listen. You have to listen. So you can find the podcast on Google Play or Apple Podcasts. You can also find us on the Wise Markets, Wise Healthy Bites Facebook page.
I'll give you a little hint there. You have to go to the store and take a selfie and then post it somewhere. So.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that should be easy enough.
Exactly.
I go to the Wise's once a week for
my
mother.
There you go.
My lovely bride won't let me go for our family. But,
And don't feel silly about taking the selfie, which I say I actually felt really silly taking the selfie.
Really?
Something in the store.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hint. Should be pretty easy to figure out considering who our guest was.
The empty hand sanitizer aisle. Just kidding. So, all right. Okay. So, we're going to go to the Wise Markets and take a selfie. I wouldn't be embarrassed. Selfies are so common
these days.
Plus, in quirky contests, are also pretty normal. So, I think that may be a factor in that. Well, I mentioned the hand sanitizer aisle. Before we get into the important topics we have to get to today, let's talk about something else that's important.
Oh, I know what's coming.
Dun, dun, dun.
How to get good eclairs at the bakery? I know you can do that. I was there for Donut Day last week.
That's
so
right. It was.
I thought, oh my gosh, those eclairs are crazy good looking. But coronavirus.
Yes.
Is there anything additionally that smart shoppers would want to know about that?
Right.
Kind of thing?
I mean, basically, it's cold and flu season. So if you're looking to prevent any type of illness, we would always give the same advice that we would just in general for cold and flu. Mm-hmm. In addition to eating well, like your fruits and vegetables are going to give you lots of that vitamin C that's, immune boosting, and getting enough water. Actually, getting enough sleep is really important to keeping your immune system strong. Your body needs that rest. So getting enough sleep, getting a little exercise in there too. But honestly, it's an overall balanced diet. You're eating all year round. That's going to keep your immune system strong.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am trying to get as little sleep as possible. Dehydrate myself, eat poorly, and really get no exercise. Does that set me up for the coronavirus?
It would set you up for any type of illness.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And you just won't feel your best if you're not doing all those good things for yourself. And we also want to mention, of course, washing your hands.
That's really the most important.
And really just being mindful of, how you feel. We talk about that at different times of year, just to tune in, see if you feel well, if something feels off, document it, keep track and seek medical attention if you think there's, reason to.
Okay, well, it's all sound advice. Every time you come in here, you always have the same shtick.
I know,
for everything I ask.
Mark.
Well, all right, so let's move on to some other important topics then that I have never asked you about, really. frozen foods. why would we be talking about frozen foods today?
So yeah, March is Frozen Foods Month. We have a lot of, you know, fun activity going on in our stores just to promote these different products throughout our store. You know, really, I feel personally that frozen foods can be undervalued and overlooked. They're really great additions to quick meals, to last minute dinner ideas. They're very nutritious. So I feel like in years past, they've kind of had like a bad reputation, but anymore, frozen fruits and vegetables, for example, might actually be more nutrient dense than fresh because they're picked at their peak, they're flash frozen, and all of that is preserved much more quickly than if something's traveling across the country or from other areas that might be, you know, susceptible to light, heat, you know, other types of changes in vitamin and different nutrient content. Yeah. So, you know, we talk about frozen fruits and vegetables as being really great staples, you know, frozen meals that are lower in sodium as being something to keep on hand for, again, last minute quick lunches or even dinners. There's a lot of hidden treasures around the store. So we have a really great article in the magazine talking about reasons why you want to visit the frozen foods department if you don't. And then we also spotlight some of the Wise Dietitian's kind of favorites, if you will, among those
and
aisles.
And let me tell you, okay, this is like the secret that's been being kept in the frozen food aisle is these frozen chopped onions. Mm-hmm. So like I have a terrible time.
My mom swears by these things.
I have a terrible time cutting onions. Like my eyes will burn for like 2 hours after I cut onions. So get the frozen ones, like ready to go, put them right in the pan.
And then you don't have to worry about it.
No, I'm cutting your onion. Yes,
no onion goggles.
I have considered buying onion goggles.
I have a hazmat suit for when my lovely bride is doing onions.
So. Yeah, so there's lots of really good things in the frozen food. And like Beth said, like they kind of have a bad reputation. There are, you know, obviously lots of choices out there that are high in sodium or have the extra sauces and cheeses and stuff like that. So, you know, look for the plain, unseasoned. They're recipe ready. You don't have to wash, you don't have to cut, you don't have to dice, peel, like just ready to go. They're really
wise
good
quality
choices.
If you can. And but other brands are good too. Well, and you have, okay, so you say they're picked at the peak. So let's say we're looking at your favorite Brussels sprouts.
I do love Brussels sprouts. How did you know?
What's in the podcast?
Yes. Oh yes, yes,
that's
yes.
That's true.
A plus, Mark.
You
Gold
gush
star.
Over them.
A plus.
Okay, so the little cabbages, as
little
you call
mini
them.
Cabbages, baby cabbages. So yes, they're harvested, they're frozen, you know, they're kind of like processed, you know, like obviously washed, chopped, you know, prepared, and then flash frozen immediately.
What is flash frozen? That just means they're put like in a 0 degree room or something?
They're just frozen really quickly, basically.
Yeah, okay. In a flash.
Okay. So they're in a room that has, they're not in a big mass that it takes them forever to freeze like it would be if I...
Right. I think they're individually packaged as frozen, though I don't really know, to be honest. So yeah, they're frozen very quickly upon, you know, harvest. So again, that's just helping to preserve all those different nutrients. And most varieties aren't frozen with added salt. There's no added, you know, sauces or cheeses and things like that. So that's what we really recommend. So go with the plain varieties that, for one, you have a lot of flexibility with how you use them. You know, two, then you're in control of whatever sodium you're adding to them, any fat and so forth. But the other factor is that they're much more cost effective because they're picked at the season that, you know, whenever they're harvested. So you're getting that price then reflected on the price tag as well. So they're usually less expensive than fresh.
Would it matter that they might be 8 months old or something in that range?
Absolutely not. No. Frozen keeps them good. And actually, another really good benefit about frozen foods is they can reduce food waste.
Yes.
So a lot of times when you get fresh, like we hear people say, I can't eat them fast enough before they go bad. So with frozen, you kind of avoid that problem. You can use what you need and then keep them in the freezer.
Seal up the package. Yeah,
exactly.
In our freezer, there's peas that have a little clippy on them that keep them sealed up until
right,
we're ready.
Exactly. You can just use if you need like, you know, a half cup or, you know, whatever for soup, you can kind of add that in there. So, you know, I think, I mean, my freezer as well is also stocked just with a lot of different, you know, options for throwing into different recipes at a last minute's notice. And it's just a great way to get more fruits and vegetables into your diet, you know, specifically in that category. But we talk about even veggie burgers, whole grain waffles, frozen like salmon fillets that are pre-portioned, you know, just some really great, again, nutritious hidden treasures within the frozen foods category.
In the frozen food aisles, and they're extensive. Of aisles too, and nice, easy to get at. I remember as a kid, you know, these big cases where you'd reach down into them. I always thought that was a little awkward.
Well,
now.
Right. So the doors, right. So I think those are referred to actually as coffin cases, which really doesn't sound so appealing.
That,
however,
yes.
You know, now, you know, obviously behind the doors, it's much more efficient. It keeps the energy management within reason and so forth.
Yeah, the coffin cases was a reference to their appearance, not to anything bad that happened.
No, but that's.
Yeah, no,
I think it sure that some of our stores in different areas still do have those reason
pieces. My wonderful and late father-in-law owned a grocery store. Their family owned a grocery store. So I learned all the quirks and strange terms and the joys of being in the grocery business over the years. So
That's
I always
so
appreciate that. I always like to think back on that. Okay, so frozen foods, we're talking about those. And you say the Healthy Bites magazine that's on the shelves now has some more information about this?
Yeah, so this is our brand new, fresh off the presses, March and April edition. So we go into some depth, you know, really just elaborating on the topics that Catherine and I just discussed, four reasons to visit the frozen foods aisle. And then again, the following page just really breaks down some of our like top picks, if you will, from among that department. So lots of really great information there. And just in general, the store will have lots of really great frozen food specials throughout the month. So definitely check out our circular, visit the store, see what's on sale. Lots of good opportunities to stock up your freezer for the months ahead.
All right. Well, fabulous. Sorry. We're going to look farther. We're going to open up this Healthy Bites magazine, talk about what's on the kids page. That's the page that I always go right to. And fortunately, you put a crossword puzzle on there. So
you women, after my own heart. Let's see if you can do it.
I don't know. I don't remember everything you've told me. And I also have questions about the podcast.
Okay.
You know, as I listen to the episodes, I think, I have a good question. I'll ask them when I see them. And so we'll do that in our next segment that's coming up. Beth Stark and Catherine Long here, registered dietitians from Wise Market. We'll be back at 7:40.
This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And greetings and welcome back to WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, still our fabulous producer. And our guests, Beth Stark and Catherine Long, are here. They are both registered dietitians at Wise Markets. Beth is the supervisor of all of the more than half a dozen registered dietitians, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
I want to give appropriate titles. And Catherine Long, of course, one of the working class cats down there. So welcome back. Thank you for coming in. And we often talk to them about the podcast, so I have some questions from the podcast.
Oh, boy.
I'll see if I can stump you. No, I guarantee I can. I listened to the one about all the different almond milks. I'm only up to about eight, so I think I'm quite a few episodes behind, but that's all right. I'll get caught up. But you talk about the almond milk and all the different kind of milks and soy milks and chicken milk and all these different kind of milks.
I think you made that one up.
I did make that one up. What's just wrong with plain old dairy milk?
There is nothing wrong with plain old dairy milk. And the reason we did that episode is because there are so many options in the dairy case now in terms of milk. And I think one of the misconceptions is that they all have equal nutritional value as cow's milk. And they don't. Some of them do because they're fortified with calcium and vitamin D, but some of them aren't. So kind of the point of that is if you are replacing cow's milk with something else, make sure to check the label because, you know, a lot of times milk, maybe that's the only source of calcium in your diet. So if you're not, you know, drinking the cow's milk anymore, maybe you're not getting any calcium.
All right. So, absolutely positively nothing wrong with dairy.
That is correct. Yeah. It has a lot of vitamins and minerals in there.
And good cholesterol. I've stumped them.
Well, no, there is cholesterol in milk.
Right. We just never consider it really
not
the source.
And the registered dietitian and let me know what's happening. So I finally stumped him. Well,
just a random question.
I know. Actually, I never got that one
like,
before.
Good cholesterol, bad cholesterol is more so in your body. It's not really like coming from dietary sources. Like cholesterol from food sources is all the same. So if in your body, like your blood values would be the HDL good, the LDL bad when you get your blood work done.
Correct.
So I think that's why we were like, what?
Yeah.
But you can't look on the side of the label and say
it's
this.
It's not going to say LDL, 10 grams,
yes.
HDL, 25 grams on milk.
Yeah.
So I didn't stump you. I just asked a dumb question.
Well, it wasn't a dumb question.
All questions are good.
Okay. Well, in the latest podcast, number 13, that's available now on Apple Play and Google Podcasts, right?
The Google Play and Apple Podcasts.
See, I got them backwards. Okay. I don't use them. I use Pocket Cast. But anyway, you have a quiz or a contest underway.
That's right. So this is the episode. We tried to make talking about canned foods fun.
Which we did.
And I think we did because we kind of teased that there's like the guy that invented canned foods, or like the like way to can foods, he totally got the idea from bottled wine, because he's like, hey, if we can preserve wine this way, we can probably preserve food this way. So I thought that was pretty fun. But yeah, we talked about, you know, all the great things about canned foods, and a lot of it's very similar to frozen food. So they are, you know, picked and canned very quickly. So it locks in that freshness. They help reduce food waste because they have a long shelf life. And there is a good nutritional value. Like, all forms of fruits and veggies count, considering that, you know, less than 10% of Americans are getting enough fruits and vegetables in our diets, that we just want to encourage fruits and veggies of all forms, regardless if it's fresh, frozen, canned, dried, 100% juice. So, but there is a contest in there. So listen to the episode and you can get all the details, but you do have to go take a selfie in the grocery store.
In the store. Okay. Yeah. Well, I can do that. I am permitted to go in the store. I'm just not allowed to shop.
To go in the store.
And I'm sure security will be curious. Isn't this funny? A man taking pictures but not buying anything. That's suspicious.
So yeah, make sure you grab a few cans of what you're taking
there
your,
you
yourself
go.
In front of.
And
you know.
Pay for them.
Yeah. Yes. And pay for them.
Oh,
pay
you
for
gave
them.
Us a clue.
Use your club card and then pay.
Yeah.
And you have a guest on that podcast.
That's
too.
Right.
Too.
Very
That's
special
right.
guest, Chef Paul from Fermano's Foods.
Oh, is that who it is?
Yeah.
Wow.
You
I
must know Chef Paul.
Oh, yeah, from Penn College.
Okay, right? Yes.
Yes,
yep.
Paul
he
Mock.
Did awesome.
Right? Paul
no, Burkholder.
Oh, okay, different Paul. Okay. All right, so The Healthy Bites magazine is out. The brand new one is here. Oh, thank you so much for bringing a copy for me. And on the cover, you have a marvelous dish on there that looks just super delish with zucchini.
That's right.
And cauliflower and a wide range of other things. Tell us about what's in the Healthy Bites magazine this month.
So yeah, April just hit stores. You can find it in any of our stores or online at healthybites.wisemarkets.com. But, you know, we're kind of acknowledging that March is National Nutrition Month. Next
Woo!
Week, next Wednesday, woohoo,
is
also Registered Dietitian Day. So that's kind of like our little like celebration for our profession. But, you know, the whole campaign really came together a number of years ago from the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. And it's just really focused on the importance of making informed food choices and developing sound eating and physical activity habits. So this year's theme, I think the entire dietitian team just really loves that it's eat right, bite by bite. So if you think about our philosophy, which we talk about in the Five to Thrive episode of the podcast, the very first episode of the podcast, you know, it is really about small steps towards the greater good of living well. So you don't have to overhaul your eating habits. You don't have to all of a sudden start to run a marathon if you've never worked out before. It's little changes that can really add up to big health benefits. So it's kind of what this whole theme is stressing this year. So in the magazine, we have a couple different tips and ideas for how to get started. And then we also focus on how to get started with getting your kids to eat better, and namely getting them to eat more vegetables. So there's a really great kid-friendly potato, cheesy, broccoli recipe in there that the kids could even help to make, and just some other ideas for how to get them to incorporate more vegetables on their plate. And that's good for adults also,
exactly.
Actually.
Yeah, we all need more fruits and veggies.
Oh my gosh, the kids page is Eat the Rainbow. Of course, it's a very difficult crossword. I don't even know the first one. It says a green fruit that's fuzzy and brown on the outside.
Come on, Mark. You know this.
Is it avocado? No.
Fuzzy.
Oh.
What's fuzzy?
I can picture it. They're
it's
brown.
It's also
they're
an
small.
Australian
they're like
bird,
a,
right? Isn't it?
Yes,
like a bird
it is.
In Australia?
Oh, a kiwi.
There
yes.
you go. Good job.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay. Okay.
And in the magazine, we always focus on like easy meal solutions for families. So we have a focus on pasta night, which I actually love. I mean, pasta is a really great go-to. If you don't have a lot of time to make dinner, it cooks so fast, you can add a lot of different variations of ingredients to it. So we have a Mexican-inspired pasta dish, a chicken-inspired pasta dish that's got like peppers and some Parmesan cheese on it, and then an Asian-inspired cuisine dish that has some shrimp and, you know, soy sauce and some of those other more traditional ingredients. So it's just a good way to shake up pasta night, but have a really wholesome and quick dinner on your plate. That's 30 minutes or less in prep time.
Page 16, kids are notorious for disliking vegetables.
Mm, that's right.
So what can you do about that if you'd like to get kids to eat more veggies, other right. than dip them in cheese?
So we do have 5 tips on there. One is to serve them with a dip. So it is, you know, the research shows that kids and adults will eat more veggies if you serve them with a dip. And you can even take a ranch seasoning packet and mix some of that into some plain Greek yogurt instead of the sour cream. And it's just as good. Of course, you know, adding cheese is a good way. And some of it, too, is just encouraging, one, the kids to get involved in making some the meals, because when they get involved, they're more likely to eat it. And then also, you know, modeling that behavior for kids. So, you know, if you like your fruits and veggies, it's more likely that they'll like their fruits and veggies, too.
Okay, so this is an opportunity for you to model healthy eating. Do you use dips? Also, you say use cheese. Well, then now you're after my heart here. It seems to me that almost anything that's worth eating can be made even fabulouser by putting it on a pizza. So you're here to suggest that...
That's right. If you're serving pizza night, throw some veggies on there.
Okay, so, well, we've had broccoli on pizza. I guess we could try, like, chickpeas and other things and just make a big salad out of it. Okay, and then finally you say disguise your vegetables?
Right. So, like, for instance, if you were making mashed potatoes, you could throw in some cauliflower in there as well, kind of like...
blend it in.
Yeah, and you wouldn't even know that it's in there.
You could put shaped zucchini like a hot dog and tell them it's a hot dog.
That might be a little more tough.
But zucchini, kind of you could shred it up and put it into, like, if you make banana bread or, you know, like, even blueberry muffins or something like that, you could incorporate those easily into some of those baked recipes, too.
So if your kids are persnickety about this, trick them. this sound advice.
That's one of many strategies we have there,
All right, and we talked a tiny, we'll recap very briefly what we did in our first segment. That's talk about frozen foods, which you surprised me, some of the things that are in frozen food aisle these days. You mentioned that their veggie burgers are kept in the frozen food. Mm-hmm. I've known that the Evans Farm, Tony Evans, frozen egg McMuffin.
Bob Evans?
Yes, there we go.
Tony Evans. It's like, I have no idea.
Tony Evans is the inspirational speaker.
I don't even know.
But anyway, so that's where that's at. And every time I want that, my lovely bride says no. So that's probably not a good thing. But that you can find all kinds of good thing in the frozen food aisle.
Oh, yes. So many options of fruits and vegetables. Again, I know we always talk about fruits and vegetables, but like I said, we're not getting enough in our diets. And there's so many essential vitamins and minerals and nutrients in there that we're missing out on if we're not eating enough of our produce. And so, you know, one barrier to eating produce is that it goes bad more quickly than you can get to it in the fridge. So that's where the frozen foods come in. You know, they have a really long shelf life. You can take out what you need. Almost all the options you could want are now available in frozen. So, you know, just check out the aisle, pick it up, you know, check the labels, make sure there's not too much added sodium or sugar or, you know, sauces and stuff in there. And keep them stocked in your freezer.
There you go. Power waffles. I see that in the article. Now, that would be good with a little bit of butter and some syrup and enjoy a power waffle.
Yeah. Right. So those are the Kodiak cakes, and they are the 100% whole grain waffles.
Probably good for you, aren't they?
That's right. So they got some protein in there, some fiber, a more substantial breakfast.
Where do we get that wonderful podcast that you do?
Yes. So you can find that on Apple Podcasts or Google Play and just search for Wise Healthy Bites.
All right, fabulous. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Very much appreciated.